flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hit you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!
Between, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast, and on a rare occasion, the family are back together. The whole and as I say this, Mark Cram and Richard Wright look across to my right because there's two empty seats. So what had happened was, just to put it into context, we arranged a time for this podcast to start, and as you probably would have guessed, two of our normal crew are not here. But I do, I am very happy to introduce two of my favourites on the podcast, Mr. Main Event Mark Cram.
Hello, it's fun to be here on a day when it's quite nice outside and I could be enjoying the sun. Here I am in a room talking about wrestling.
And thank you. And our guru of the podcast, Mr. Richard Wright.
Hello, thank you. My body is a temple, ruined through lack of maintenance.
Lovely. Nice. We are here to talk about WrestleMania, the hype towards it. We are a week and a half away from WrestleMania. It's been an interesting build-up. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how you lot feel about this. I'm not as enthusiastic about this WrestleMania as I was last year.
If ever a WrestleMania... Not I'm saying there won't be a lot of good matches on, because there will be.
Yeah.
But if ever a show felt like a one-match card over two nights... They're lucky because the one match they've got is fucking massive. It is the biggest match they could put on in the circumstances, and the build to that has been pretty terrific. Although now Cena's not around until Mania, so now that's on pause as well.
Well, the question I want to ask for you lot is, the fact this has been the first time in a very long time that how a Royal Rumble winner who is intended to main event WrestleMania is not main eventing WrestleMania.
When was the last time the champ, the winner of the Royal Rumble, didn't main event WrestleMania?
In terms of the men's side, because it happened to the women's a bunch.
It happened to women's loads, but the men's side, I don't recall this happening for...
Equality now. Now the same bullshit's happening to the men as well.
Is it back when the women headlined for the first time, so this would be the first time the men's didn't? Yeah. But that was on one night.
Yeah, it was one night.
But for a two-nighter to not Royal Rumble winners not be on it, I mean, I get that, you know, CM Punk wants to have his little moment, and Roman Reigns isn't doing anything other than main eventing, and Seth Rollins is also here.
Stood in the corner having a chuckle.
He's not stood in the corner, he's in his little cuck chair for that main event.
Yeah.
While the big boys are actually in having a fucking match. Jesus Christ, what a fucking mess that build is. But Jey Uso, yeah. I mean, there's nothing about that feud that makes it scream main event, though. Other than the fact that it's for a title. Yeah. And Jey's name is main event.
Yeah. But everything would have come into force with the fact that he's a Royal Rumble winner. You're meant to main event. Everyone pointed to the sign.
Yeah.
He's meant to main event. Yeah. And they went, you know what, no.
No.
To be fair, the sign doesn't say main event of WrestleMania. The sign just says WrestleMania. Everyone can point to it. Danny pointed to it.
His name is, his name is main event Jey Uso, though. That's kind of fucked, isn't it?
Well, my name's main event Mark Cram, but here we are.
Yeah, but if you did WrestleMania, you'd be in the main event.
I would.
Yeah. Exactly, that's the point. You wouldn't roll over for fucking CM Punk. Fuck that. You'd be like a main event Mark Cram. He's not mid-card Jey Uso, is he? Opener Jey.
I think you'll find he is mid-card Jey Uso. Yeah,
well, anyway, let's... Hello. Danny has arrived in the building, if you can't hear, on the podcast. Welcome, Danny. Hi. One half the Fluffy Buzz. We are still waiting for the other half of the Fluffy Buzz.
To be fair, he has no excuse. He lives around the corner. That is ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about... We're going to talk about WrestleMania build-up and how we feel about them and your predictions. Even though it's 10 days away, I think we can have some clear prediction from now. I think it's sure. Let's talk about the first one. Main event. It is the triple threat. We are talking about Seth Rollins versus CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. Mm. Acknowledge your tribal chief.
Always. Forever and always.
Right. Whose corner do we think Paul Heyman's going to be?
Seth Rollins.
CM Punk.
Well, can we just establish that how this favour was the favour that I figured was going to be the favour?
Kind of bullshit, though, isn't it?
It makes sense.
But I was sort of hoping that the favour would be that he pulls off string, and if he wins, like, triple threat hit, then join, like, John Cena and Cody Rhodes, so we can fight in the main event. But instead they've just gone, I tell you what, yeah.
Yeah, but people kept saying that, but why would Paul Heyman have that power? He's not a booker.
No.
He can't do anything other than Paul Heyman things.
But also...
He's an ECW boxer. I want a full videography of ECW.
Also, don't you think it's a bit weird that how this main event is not for number one's contendership?
It is.
Not for nothing.
It is, though.
So whoever comes out of that winning is challenging, but...
But they haven't said that, though.
No, because they don't need to.
That's what's keep saying. There's no stipulation.
There's no stake.
It's just, we all hate each other.
That's fine, though. That's pro wrestling. I mean, this was just Reigns versus Punk, I don't think anyone would be having any complaints about this.
No.
I think the story for Reigns and Punk and the Heyman thing works really well.
Yeah.
But again, and Seth Rollins is like itchy and scratchy and poochy. Yeah. It's just an extra character added to this main event.
There is a clear history with Rollins and both of those guys.
Yeah.
So I don't mind Rollins being a part of it. You know.
I actually think it's great.
I think it has shown that like there is, as you pointed out, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins isn't quite on the same level.
Seth Rollins
as great as Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is brilliant, but I think in terms of mic work and everything, he's not quite
really.
You didn't enjoy the promo.
Seth Rollins, I think he's great. I think he's. I don't think he's the same level as CM Punk, and I don't think he's the same level as
Reigns. Yeah, but he's better in the ring than CM Punk.
I said mic work.
Yeah, I know, but like, I was in the match say, wise, like,
if this is about can Seth Rollins wrestle, there's no fucking question there. Seth Rollins.
You're loving this, isn't it? We're all back
Seth Rollins can wrestle, but so can AJ Styles, so can Finn Balor, so can Rey Mysterio. They're not main event in WrestleMania.
Rollins make up his mind if he is a face or a heel?
He's a tweener, bro.
No, man. We've got too many tweeners in the WWE right now.
Reigns is a tweener.
Oh, it's all shades of grey. No one's really truly evil. No, bullshit. You can't cut the promos he's been cutting the build of this thing. Open his thing with the, I am a revolutionary. I'm the, and Monday night, Rollins, sing my song. By the way, wait there a second. I'm not going to be a dick. Like, pick a side for this thing.
Pick a side, bitch.
Are you liking it? I don't know what it's like for Rollins.
I'm enjoying the fact that Rollins is in the corner being like...
yeah. When he was laughing at the whole thing, but I was like, this is perfect.
But that's the thing. That's why he feels like such a bolt-on and such a cuck to this main event. Because the story is Punk and Reigns and Heyman.
Yes.
And then just Seth Rollins going, ha-ha!
Which is why
I'm going to stop Heyman, you in the head.
I think he's going to turn on both and side with Rollins. And then that's...
I really hope
that would be literally the most upsetting thing. That's ever, and not for like... character reasons, it would just be such bad.
I think like I'm trying to work out like because I don't think Punk needs Heyman. Reigns, I think, is over enough where if he starts doing stuff by himself, he doesn't need it either, really. Rollins is the only one out of the three that kind of need it at the minute. Well, if he's going to be like you said, he needs to be a proper heel. Maybe he's the only one that actually needs Heyman.
There's an assumption. I don't think Paul Heyman's sticking around after WrestleMania. I think Paul Heyman takes some time off or he's quit. Because I think Reigns doesn't need him anymore. Punk certainly doesn't need a mouthpiece. And Rollins, it would just be a weird pairing. I think Roman is such an aura on his own now. Like he doesn't need to do big speeches. He just needs to turn up, look at everyone, spear someone, do that, and walk off.
And he's good on the mic as well.
And he is good on the mic when he needs to be. But he doesn't need to say loads, because he's fucking Roman Reigns.
He comes in, spears, wreck everyone, and
leave. That's all Roman Reigns needs to be. Like he's not wrestling full-time, so he doesn't need a Paul Heyman. Like he's not in the world title programs anymore, so he doesn't need to, like, he doesn't need a mouthpiece on TV for him anymore.
It feels like the last vestige, the last hangover of the state of the Bloodline stable is having Heyman, like that's the last remnant of that left. And if he goes and he really is like that's part of his career is now done, he can do other things now.
Put Heyman with someone new, a new guy.
Yeah, but then maybe new guy like Bron Breakker or something maybe.
Oh, yeah,
that was my first
thought. Yeah, like someone like that. But like I don't know, I think the way they did the Rollins promo Raw was it kind of has set up because everything he said to him. Also, is true.
He makes sense.
I was watching. He's hitting points.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that. He's like, yeah, Reigns is the savior.
It's like when you're broken up with someone, and they're kind of like, you remember when he did this?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he did this?
You sat him down, and then sat me down. Like you've had this conversation with me before, and you're like, Danny, that whole time. I'm like,
yeah,
that's kind of what he did.
I think it's just introducing doubt, though. I don't think he's going to end up with that.
But then he does a whole stomp and goes, now you owe me a favour.
Well, yeah, just all three of them. Like,
kind of put a wild card in. Hey, imagine if he betrays CM Punk. And just
they already did
Dean
that.
Ambrose comes out.
They did that in 2014. They don't need to do it.
Only if Ryback comes back and is part of the feud again.
Ryback,
Heyman gone. I betrayed you, but not for you. Feed me more.
That'd be incredible. Ryback,
Curtis actually Ryback Silver back to take on Silver.
Okay, fine. Who is winning, Richard?
Ryback's going right now. That's what we want. That's right, the Edge. Imagine night one of WrestleMania, Edge Ryback standing tall, having taken out Reigns. Even if it's Curtis Axel. Just, yeah, Axeman! 3MB! But he wasn't in 3MB. No, he was in the Outcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the B-team. Both of those.
Richard, who's winning?
I think CM Punk's winning.
Mark, who's winning?
Roman Reigns.
Danny, who's winning?
I don't believe it, but Seth Rollins. I'm just going to do it.
I'm calling CM Punk.
What
do you think?
This is my call. Reigns wins night one. Reigns will be out at the end of night two, staring down whoever wins.
I think that's a good point.
That's a very
but
good
I
point.
Think, based on a prediction I'm going to make later, there's a reason I think Punk's winning.
Okay, fine.
My brain goes Punk. I just kind of want Rollins.
Oh, I'm happy with anyone but Rollins.
I wouldn't even mind Rollins winning. You know what I mean?
We're moving then into the night two main event, which is for the Undisputed Championship with Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes and John Cena. You last ever WrestleMania, coming in as a heel.
Yeah.
What are we saying? How do you feel about the build up?
Build up's been the last promo they had together in particular
in London
was incredible.
Banging
that and you saw,
yeah, incredible.
Danny saw it.
I cried and covered the same. It was so good.
You could tell
he started to list it. I was like, oh man, no. He was horrible to him. I loved it.
It was such a roller coaster because there were points where you're like, oh, Cena's fucking cooking him. So the crowd were almost trying to cheer for Cena. You're like, oh shit. But then Rhodes brought it back.
Definitely did. I think, to be fair, there, like the crowd were very Cena heavy though, regardless.
Oh, well, then we're
going to. Like, cause, you know, especially London, we love a heel.
We're fighting an uphill battle on the Cena being a heel thing right now anyway, but he's fucking leaning into it. And Rhodes, Cody Rhodes has done over 3 years basically now. What I don't think anyone thought
back to back.
Do. Just be a babyface at the top of the card with the belt and not have the crowd turn on you.
Exactly.
And he has feuded with like fucking AJ Styles, but that could have happened. I know there's a night in France, but they fucking love Styles. But and he feuded with Kevin Owens, which again could have gone that way for him.
Yeah.
But he's managed to stay over and stay when they're cheering for the other guy. They're not booing Cody Rhodes. They're cheering the other guy, but they're not booing Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And he's kept himself over, and now he's doing it with Cena. I think at Mania, Cena's going to get a lot of cheers.
Because that's just what's going to happen.
I can't imagine.
You cheered Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, I fucking did.
You're everything that's wrong with the wrestling industry.
Got to support my fellow Mullet brothers, man.
You got to cheer Dom.
Yes, Richard. I mean, let's be fair. I love Dom.
We'll talk about Dom in a second.
Let's talk about Dom in a second. You know what? Dom's main event in WrestleMania.
Yeah, he is.
Whatever match Dom is in, that is the main event.
That's my main event.
Like The Undertaker. Be like, well, you're facing Dominic Mysterio, so that's like a main event as well.
He is the new taker.
Can you imagine if he gets an undefeated streak? has he lost at Mania?
We'll get there later.
25 years of John Cena being babyface, and now we're moving into his last. This is what is my problem. It's his last ever WrestleMania, and he is going in as a heel. And I don't know if he's winning.
Oh, he's winning.
He's winning.
You think he's winning?
He's winning 17. He is holding that belt until he basically
especially
loses.
He's winning. He got laid down. And well. WWE get to not mention Ric Flair.
He is going to hold that belt until like December.
Wait, is he going to do a Roman Reigns where we don't see him?
Maybe.
He's probably going to do a Roman Reigns.
He's been booked for a couple already.
He's booked for a few
Raws and stuff.
I'm assuming he's going to be at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think he's at SummerSlam. I think Backlash maybe, I think they've booked him for. I might be wrong. I reckon Cena's winning though. I reckon like him getting laid out and that's the last one we're seeing before Mania. As well, makes everyone. It does the classic. Rhodes has got on top of him now.
And
Cena's doing it.
Teasing the story of him saying he's going to take the belt is a fucking great year.
Yes.
And also, like when eventually he does have a match with Punk, because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Punk gets to do that. I did. you're like, you're just copying my old shtick. I did this. I left with the belt.
He's like, and it'll blow a kiss and everything. Like.
He's already laying.
So that's why I'm so sure Cena's winning, because they're layering that feud to happen at some point. Yeah. Which is why you might be right about Punk winning, but I just don't think Punk's going to be first.
No, I think Cody Rhodes gets a rematch first, but I think you can have Punk as part of that. I think Cena like dodges him. I think Cena like avoids him.
Well, that they laid the
we're having chasing. Cena doesn't have to face him right away.
They laid the ground.
I think
elimination
Punk's the first official.
Punk got screwed in elimination chamber.
I'm sensing this being the SummerSlam, because SummerSlam for the first time is two nights. I'm assuming it's CM Punk versus Cena.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's going to have Orton at some point, you assume. If we're assuming Cena wins, he's going to have Orton at some point, he's going to have Reigns at some point, he's going to have Punk at some point, and maybe someone...
Randy Orton?
Maybe like a, I don't know, like a someone up and coming as well. So like...
Yeah.
Well, give him like Rey Mysterio. Beat down Rey Mysterio. That'll fucking get the crowd on side. Yeah.
I think, he's having a long run with it.
But
just because of his limited availability, I don't think he's having a long run with it.
I disagree. I think that gives him the chance to elevate the other world title while Cena's not on TV so much.
I think my other question would be, when does his film in South Africa end?
That's a big question, yes.
Yeah, because that's how we know.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. Prediction-wise, let's go this way, Danny.
Cena. Big boy Cena.
Mark Cena. Everyone saying Cena? I'm saying Cena, just for the CM Punk angle. I'm saying that just for the CM Punk angle. I'm going to throw in a wild card situation, which is not officially on the card. But does anyone remember the fact that Goldberg was meant to have his last match?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
The reason why I'm throwing this as a wild card is because Kevin Owens has been on, sadly, has had a neck injury, which is actually quite gutting, because it would have matched that I would have actually loved to
Firstly,
see.
Firstly, I know I'm being the worst kind of smarky mark, but I refuse to believe that Kevin Owens is actually I just don't want Kevin Owens to be injured.
Do you want to be a thing where Orton comes out waiting for an opponent and Owens still comes out and stands him?
Well, that would be cool.
The internet rumors now is not so much good. They're going to, because Aleister Black was supposedly, Malachi Black, whatever call him, he was supposedly meant to be the Raw after Mania, but now they're saying he might just have Orton at Mania.
Yeah.
And then I imagine Aleister Black goes over Randy Orton, and that's big. Aleister Black's now a huge star on return.
And I fucking would love that. I love Aleister Black.
If Goldberg comes out, I'll tell you what, if Goldberg comes out, I wouldn't mind it if Aleister Black then Black masses him. He tries to spear like straight away, Black masses him and then it's him instead. Yeah. That would be great. Just as how that will never happen.
But it just seems to be, the reason why I bring it up is just seems to be, it's been forgotten about. Like, he had that big moment in the ring.
Didn't Goldberg tweet about it not too long ago?
And that how he's meant to be having his last ever match.
Here's why Randy Orton's not going to do that. He's supposed to have a really good match with Kevin Owens at WrestleMania. He's blown up a few they've been doing for a year. And I go, you think Randy's going to go, so Goldberg's going to sign up, it's Goldberg's last match, right? He's probably just going to spin you that camera.
Yeah.
You're going to go home. Do you think Randy's going to be down for that? Actually, Randy likes to be chill. Like,
yeah.
I'm only going to work 2 minutes? Sure.
Randy's like, are you paying me?
Yeah. Actually, I'll take it back. Randy's 100% down to do that.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Here's my question for you then. If it's not Kevin Owens versus Orton, apart from the internet rumors, who would you like Orton to see? Who would you like Orton to face at WrestleMania? Even if it's like a 30-second moment, 1 minute moment, who would you imagine? Who would you like? I'm going back. I'll give you time to think about it. Would you like some time to think about it?
I've got my one.
You got yours? You got one?
We might
Richard.
Have the same one.
Nick Aldis.
Yeah, same.
The man can still go. Give him a match.
Yeah,
he deserves a match in WWE.
Former NWA World Champion.
Okay. Also,
he was on the UK version of Gladiators reboot in the early 2000s.
I remember that. No one else seems to remember.
Acknowledge your Nicholas Chief. Yeah, he's Gladiator Chief.
Former TNA World Champion. Former NWA World Champion. I think he's probably done some other stuff. But yeah, he was
a genuinely great bloke guy who could have gone to AEW but stuck with the NWA because a lot of his friends had got NWA contracts. Obviously. He was worried what would happen, because he basically got the contracts because of Nick Aldis, and he was worried what would happen if he left the NWA, so he stayed at the NWA to ensure they still had their jobs.
Nick Aldis wants a WrestleMania match, and he wants to wrestle, and I think he deserves one. I think the slot is open to do it.
And the storyline makes sense.
Yeah.
Just RKO'd him.
You're not taking...
And he gave him more money, it was like, that's for next time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll cash it in now.
Great, yeah. That's perfect.
You're not taking it away from anyone. The other option I think they could go for, obviously, is you take you bring Sammy back and you do Sammy versus.
I've got a different idea for Sammy though.
You've got a different idea for Sammy. Mm. Well, I like Sammy being like, I know Owens did this, Owens did that, but he's my friend, so I'm going to fight for Kevin Owens. I respect. And then you just, I mean, it's a bit naff, but you have.
What would be great is if that happens, what would be great is then when Kevin Owens comes back, he just comes back and just attacks Sammy. And says, I didn't ask for that!
Yeah.
Well, that'll be the ultimate swerve as well, as if they bring, say it's going to be Sammy, then KO isn't hurt, then he powerbombs Sammy again. And the whole thing's just been an utter ruse for Owens to bash Sammy's head again. Yeah. Oh, what
so Kevin Owens.
Okay.
I mean, I know he really is hurt, I'm not going to, but like, what a story that
was. It would be great.
And if anyone would do it, it's Kevin Owens.
Oh, Joe Henry. Oh, he's injured.
Right, so I'm going to talk about a match that was got quite a lot of controversial stuff around the build-up around it.
Yeah.
It's Charlotte Flair versus Tiffany Stratton for the WWE Women's.
Oh, it's awkward.
With Nigel Quiser being special guest referee.
It's awkward. It's awkward, isn't it? Awkward.
Was there anything more cringy than and embarrassing than as Tiffy's leaving the ring, Charlotte going, well, why is Kaiser in my DMs? It's like... Wow, that was like using a your mum like it was so desperate.
She fully got done with the 3-0 thing, and she was like,
"Yes."
Charlotte Flair desperately wants to be seen as this massive legend that the crowd all love, and the crowd don't give a fuck.
Care.
She like for someone that's been out for 2 years, she feels stale.
Yeah,
like there's nothing about her that's interesting or that she shouldn't be having a match.
Well, Tiffany made reference to her interview, and I don't know if anyone's seen it, her talk show interview.
Yeah.
Because obviously she wanted this to be like her redemption story, her coming out of the divorce that she didn't really want to talk about, and it came out, it was leaked in the press, and then obviously her coming out of an injury, and the WWE fans being like, no. So, just like, no, you're still Charlotte Flair. So she kind of feels like hard done by, and apparently it was unscripted on Friday. This back and forth was unscripted. You could tell it was messy. It was girl fight central.
Good for Tiffy though. I like let her shots in. The worst thing is I totally think Charlotte Flair is going to fucking win this match and win the title.
Yeah.
She's not come back to lose at WrestleMania to Tiffy.
She should. She should put Tiffy over, but. But it's weird because...
She should have asked her over, she should have rear over.
The only thing that makes you think that it was planned was because this isn't the first time Charlotte has tried to go edgy in the build-up to a match and
Paige.
It fall on its arse.
Yeah, Paige, yeah.
He did this with Paige and at that point went,
Paige
no,
mugged off
no,
her brother or something.
Yeah, it's like, no to this, none of this nonsense. What is this?
Awesome, whatever you say... about... whatever you think of Paige or whatever, that angle, there is no way that Paige would have made a lol your brother's dead joke without that being approved by some, no one's that much of a
I remember her saying it and she even looked a little
you could tell she was uncomfortable saying
that. That was a Vince thing, wasn't it? I reckon he was uncomfortable.
Although, not like Randy Orton doing the, hey, Eddie's dead. He lent into that.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's dead. But I think that's because Eddie was a pro wrestler and he would have got it.
Yeah.
But like,
it's also not unlike Charlotte to throw her toys out of the pram. No. Like, she's done in the past with Becky and stuff, and it's just like...
Mm. Well, Becky's turned into an insufferable ballad in the last few years as well, so let's not gloss too much over that.
Woo!
Every time Punk says something bad about Rollins on TV, in an angle, Becky responds as if it's real.
Yes.
If it gets how it works.
It's like, he's saying things on the TV show, Becky. Look. There he is.
Hey.
Okay. As we leave into this section, Ibs has arrived.
Yeah.
But who do you think will win, Tiffany versus Charlotte? Richard.
The fans. No.
the kind of match.
Yeah.
Not the fans.
I'm. Do you know what? I'm gonna go with my heart. I'm gonna say that it's Tiffy time of Mania.
It should be Tiffy time, but it's gonna be the inevitable Charlotte Flair. Ridley.
I'm going Tiffy time. I'm going to go with Charlotte.
I'm actually going with Tiffy time. Tiffy time.
I desperately hope you guys are right.
I really hope I'm right. Okay, I'm now going to talk about the next women's championship match, which is a triple threat.
Why?
Which we knew it was going to be a triple threat.
What an absolute waste of a match.
No, hold on.
We knew it was going to be a triple threat 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we knew. After that little maneuver that she did on Monday night,
I was like, yeah, I'm kind of into this. Let's see what
else
they
can do. Well, it's Rhea versus Bianca versus Io Sky for the women's world.
Velocity on that dropkick. It was
sick. That was venomous, actually.
Well, the whole build-up towards this is that how it seems like they're building it like Bianca and Rhea have got the beef and Io's on the sideline being like the side bitch in this match.
You could say she's the Seth Rollins.
So that's what they're you can see that's what they're trying to do, being like, it's not about you, even though you're the champion. We are the better stars. That's what they're trying to imply in this whole build up in it.
I get the angle and I get what they're doing, but my real question is, why are they doing it? I mean, this is no knock on Io, because I think Io is an incredible performer, but Rhea had the belt. Bianca won Elimination Chamber. That's all they needed to do. Why put the belt on Io just to throw her
into
the Io could have teamed with Dakota Kai at WrestleMania and they could have won that tag team and they could be challenging the tag titles. If you want to get Io on the card, do that.
Yeah.
But there was no need to throw Io Sky into this match. And I'm pleased for that she's getting it. And it's not I like the segment this week, but it just felt so unnecessary. And I think Bianca versus Rhea one on one was enough of a match. I think fans, because Bianca was turning heel. Or I think she's kind of turned.
No, the fans have suddenly. The fans have turned.
It's probably a race thing.
Just
as Ibs has arrived in the building.
It just felt like it seems. It'll be a good match. I think Io adding to the match doesn't make it a worse match, but you didn't need it. And it just feels. I don't like title matches being triple threats for no reason.
I think if it goes the way that I hope it goes, this could be the match of the night. Depending on what night. It could be the match of the night.
Yeah, Americano. If you're on the same night as him, mate, what's the point?
Oh, mate, that's...
Let's get into
it.
Not there. Simple why Rhea's in the match is because she's owed a favour and this is her favour.
Paul Heyman?
Wait, is Paul Heyman in Rhea's call? What's happening?
No, she's got a favour from Triple H. She was like, if you make me jump out that in that bin one more time, you've got to give me something. And she's got something in it.
I love that bin. I hope she doesn't bin this part of me.
the issue with the... You can't go, this person is the third wheel, when the crowd thinks the person is the third wheel, without giving that person something to subvert the idea that they're the third wheel.
That was a drop
kick. You can't just confirm that that person is the irrelevant factor of the match. Do you know what I mean?
It's just mad the third wheel is the champ.
Yes.
It's just a bit fucking weird.
Disrespectful.
She's literally, she beat
Wait,
you.
Wait, they kept doing that every week.
She beat you.
To be fair, this has WrestleMania history. I remind you that The Miz was a third wheel in a match that only had two people in it.
I'm not going to lie to you. Let me just say this out now. The Miz does not get the respect that he deserves.
We all know how much I love The Miz.
I've got a Miz top.
The Miz is great. Title run is not.
Yeah. Right, who's winning? Ibs. Is Ibs Mike gone, by the way?
No, I'm here. Am I here? Yeah, no. I'm going with Bianca. Bianca.
Io.
I'm going Bianca and full heel Bianca. I think Bianca's going to emerge to have been in on the whole Jade Cargill thing the entire time. Her and Naomi are going monster heel.
No, that makes sense.
It's going to be, and then you're going to spend the next year building, or 6 months, or whatever, building Jade versus Bianca for the title.
Yeah. I'm Rhea, because I think Naomi gets involved.
Agreed.
I think Naomi costs Bianca.
But I think it's the other way. I think Naomi gets involved, but helps Bianca win.
I think it's Io.
But no.
I think it's Io.
Do you think
Io, because they're just gonna have Rhea and Bianca for the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving into, I'm gonna talk about it now, which is Gunther versus Jey Uso, World Heavyweight Championship match, which is not the main event.
I like the promo this week. I love the Jimmy Uso beatdown angle. That's making Walter look like an absolute killer is good.
Yeah.
And Jay admitting that he's afraid of him, but he's not afraid of him anymore. And Walter looking a little bit startled by that. I like what they're doing. It's mid-card, though, because they put it in the mid-card.
Mm.
And that's a shame. And it would have been nice to have the WrestleMania end with Yeetle Mania. This is the reason why I think that Jay might not win. Like, they might save it for the next pay-per-view so Jay wins in at the end of the show. But like,
I think it opens one of the nights. I think it possibly opens night two. I think that's a big kind of like, I think it's a huge, massive crowd-pleasing opening. But I think Gunther's winning, and I think this match is purely to get a WrestleMania-sized crowd doing this for Jay so they can play that footage in his video clips until the end of his career. But I don't think it's got anything. I don't think it's got any chance of being Gunther.
No, I think he wins. I think he wins.
I think Jay wins.
Especially this last weekend, from the beatdown to the promo, and how like he was calming everyone down to yeet, even though everyone was still yeeting.
Oh yeah, I saw what he was like. No, go.
Yeah, it's like, the other time they hesitated, he went, "My husband, he's in the hospital," and they saw him, so someone, went,
"Yeah." Do you have a mom?
Yeah. No. I did a little tweet. Yeah, but I feel
I'm not wearing my yeet top. I'm wearing a black vest top, please.
Because the last person that got their
serious
ass whooped,
venture.
Serious yeet.
I think the last person that got their ass whoops that badly as a babyface was Cody, and he won the title. So surely, if we're thinking about WWE logic, they're gonna give that belt.
Yeah, it wasn't the go home episode though.
No.
That mass is a little off.
Okay.
But I think Jay.
I reckon we're gonna get the most super kicks you've ever seen in a WWE match.
Did you not see Jay versus Jim last
year? Yeah. I reckon like Gunther gets tied in the ropes and he super kicks him to death. Right, he's just not gonna stop.
No. We're gonna have a referee bump, and Jimmy with crutches that they did before is gonna conk him one in the head.
Oh, that's what Jay could get disqualified.
I think.
Yeah, but if the ref ain't about, it gives all. Like the thing is, if the way it's looking, for me, I feel like he's gonna win the title, have it for a month, and then lose it at Backlash.
Rikishi.
Yeah.
He's
going
to actually title on it.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been, again, much like Sami Zayn's push was like, you can't beat Gunther. This is the whole thing, like, you can't
beat
Gunther.
That's the thing, it's like, beat for beat is very...
Exactly, I'm like, he's been beaten before.
Similar to what he did last year. And is this just going to be Gunther's mania from now on? I'm going to look badass for you until the build, and then someone goes, you can't be. Oh, and then he loses again. And we go around again.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Gunther losing a belt every year.
Yes.
And a different belt every year. Next year, Gunther has the WWE Speed Championship. WrestleMania. You can't beat Gunther. Beating Gunther in 3 minutes, to be fair.
Okay. Yeah. Who's winning?
Gunther.
Jay.
Yeet.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm so stuck.
Come on.
I think because they really want the moment.
Yeet or no yeet, that is the question.
I think because it's not main eventing, I'm going to have to say no yeet.
So Jimmy's winning.
Okay, we're going to speed through some of these, apart from the last one, because I know everyone's excited about it. AJ, so we're going to speed through these.
Okay.
Just quick thoughts, please. AJ Styles versus Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
AJ Styles, I think it's his last mania.
Nah, he's got one more in him.
Maybe one more?
One more, yeah.
AJ, we couldn't give a shit.
AJ, by the way, will get the best match you can possibly
match will be great.
The match will be great.
I don't reckon he won his last Mania match because Logan Paul.
I think it's going to be Logan Paul.
Sadly, it's like one of the only filler matches in this card so far.
Wait. There's more.
Okay.
There are some more. This is why we're speeding through them because we don't give a fuck. LA Knight versus Jacob
Fatu.
This is Jacob Fatu's coronation to the US Championship, which he will hold to the dawn of time because no one will ever beat Jacob Fatu.
With you saying that, I think LA Knight's going to win. I'm joking.
It's Fatu
all the way.
Yeah.
Is anyone going
LA Knight? Are you going LA Knight?
No, Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
No. Fatty.
And he obliterates.
He's gonna.
Oh,
crush
he ruins
him.
And crushes.
He's
him.
Gonna crush.
Sorry. See what he does to Brock Strowman. LA Knight. Sit down.
Actual little caveat. Solo might cost Jacob the belt.
No. Wait. No. What I think is gonna happen is that Jacob gets the belt, then Fatu, and then Solo.
Also a Fatu,
but Solo is doing what Finn's been doing to Dominic. and then turns on him eventually, and then it's them two. Because then it depends on what the third Uso...
No, because they can do like a Batista Triple H thing, like when he wins the title.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, you're going to give me the title.
It's very interesting.
Never happened.
Fact is, like,
also, even the build up hasn't been even. There's like even Solo's going far too. Like, it's not. That's not. That
I just want. I just want Jacob to be like, I hate you, Solo.
Yeah. I've got what I want. Fuck you. Yeah.
So it's a really weird booking decision to put. Face it, the man, the crowd clearly want to cheer Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
To put him in there with LA Knight seems just a really weird booking decision. Yeah. Like, why did they put the belt back on? I don't know.
The Women's Tag Team Championship match. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus...
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
Right, who do you think is winning turmoil? Is it going to be Natty and...
I think it's going to be Bailey and Valkyria.
Them girls killed it.
Great fucking match on Raw. But I think Bailey's turning heel on Lara on SmackDown. Yeah. I don't think they're winning. I think...
I'd like it to be the secret Hervis. Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven.
Oh, that would be fun.
Because then with the tag titles, Chelsea Green with the US title, that would be sick.
But none of them all said stand up if you hate Scotland. That was quite funny.
Yeah.
But I think Bailey and Lyra probably, they will probably be that.
Do you know what? Like,
Cowie girls.
No, I think Liv and Raquel retain.
Yeah, they do. Of course I do, because Liv's always on top.
I think Liv's always on top.
Because the tag team really well.
We don't know who they're going to face.
Oh, I think Liv and Raquel keep the belt. So definitely. I just don't know who they're facing.
I think regardless of who wins the gauntlet, I think whoever wins the gauntlet, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Is Lash Legend and her mate in the...
No.
You know, it's probably going to be Bailey, because I can't imagine them not having Bailey on the card. It probably is Bailey and Lyra.
Okay.
I think Bailey turns heel.
Then we've got Ibs's probably favourite match of the night, Bunda versus Bunda. Jay Cargill versus Naomi.
I'm the winner in
it. The winner is Ibs.
I'm winning. Yeah.
I mean, I'm
winning.
There can't be anything other than Jade, absolutely.
I feel like we need to see.
I reckon Naomi
will. I think we've seen Naomi in bits, like, do her little thing.
Yeah,
like,
I'm really rating her.
But I would really like to see the chicken shit esque heel and her running around being chased by, like, Cargill. I don't think they've got, like, a wrestling clinic in them at this moment
in
time.
It's all going to come down.
Yeah, it'll be a dramatic match. Hopefully, it happens either before or just after the Bianca match. Have, like, a moment to be like, ooh.
We'll have more. I think it's going to depend on what Bianca's involvement is on it. If Bianca interferes, then Naomi can win.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's Jade. The only story is Jade absolutely crushing Naomi.
So imagine if if Naomi just wins on some chicken shit way, like via like of the tights or whatever, comes out the ring, Bianca comes in and they do like a little handshake at the start. That's already Bianca's heel turn before she even like enters the ring, and that'd be a good vibe to walk into the match.
I think those two are walking out of Mania heels. Yeah. Like, I mean, they really is, but yeah.
Okay. What are we saying, everyone?
Jade, probably.
Despite what I've said, Jade.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon a squash match, Jade.
Squash on Naomi? That's weird, you know.
I know, but I reckon all that.
It should be Jade, but they've built Naomi actually really well as a heel.
I think it's Naomi.
I think the worst thing to happen to her right now would be to be battered by Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill comes back from an injury angle to do anything other than win.
I think if the angle needs to carry on, I think the only thing they need to do at this moment in time is build up this angle.
I want a double count.
No result.
Do you know what?
Qualification,
I don't think this happened. This is, I think the best out of it would be to have him out and Jade does absolutely batter Naomi, but to the point where they have to stop it.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe.
So that Naomi doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Jade looks sick. Even if you get Bianca has to come down and stop her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe she then attacks her.
I reckon the other Funkadactyl is going to come back.
Yeah, Cameron's going to come back.
Fuck is out of her. I tell you what, fuck it, he comes out.
to build the Funkadactyls versus Belair and Jake Harker.
Okay. Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
I hope this happens. It's not going to, but it's a dream. And even though Rey Mysterio is my childhood hero, I reckon we see him laid out. He can't make it, and we get El Generico versus El Grande Americano.
Okay.
I mean, that would be lovely, but I can't see it.
We haven't seen Sammy, mate. He comes back randomly, just two fake luchadors.
It's not possible to get indie half an hour.
Yeah. I don't care. I want it. I want El Generico.
I mean, low key, depending on how much time they get and how they go about the match, this could be a fucking show.
No, it's going to be a banger. Absolutely, they're both
fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And I reckon what I think the match is going to be is they're going to start the match. Ray's going to take off Chad Gable's mask about halfway through the match.
Who's?
Grande Americano will lose his mask during the match, and then shock horror, it might be Chad Gable.
No, it's not him. He's ill.
Then Chad wrestles the second half of the match as Chad, and Chad wins. But I think it's going to be an absolute belter.
Gable's never won a main year, has he?
I think he's going to beat Rey Mysterio. I think Gable wins. And I think it's an absolute.
El Grande Americano!
Put some respect on his name.
But I think it could be an absolute belt. If it's given enough time, it could be an absolute
belt. It's going to be so good.
Are we all going?
America.
And last but not
large black coffee, yes.
And last but not least, the match that I knew was going to happen. The match I knew was going to happen again 3 weeks ago. This is a WrestleMania of multiple matches, multiple people.
Yeah.
The fatal four-way for the Intercontinental Championship. Yes. Bron Breakker, Penta versus Finn and Dominic Mysterio.
There is only one fucking outcome that I think we as
a podcast want
to see. You better, mate.
First of all, the whole purpose of this is to get the IC title off Bron without being pinned.
Yes. And who's pinning who?
Dominic Mysterio is going to pin Finn.
Yes, he fucking is!
By double crossing him, and it's going to
be. Viva la raza!
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to happen, brother.
Carlito's going to be shocked. Liv Morgan's going to be horny. The whole thing's going to be fucking incredible.
Mate.
Finn Balor's going to turn face, and then we get Demon versus Dom at some point.
And Dom's still going to win!
Dom will become the great. He's going to outstrip Gunther's title reign as IC champion.
Mate,
you have booked the territory here.
We're going to get Rhea Ripley beating Dom Mysterio for the IC title. I'm calling it now.
Richard doesn't look convinced.
That's what I want to happen. I want that to happen so much. Dom shooting the IC title.
Don't shoot on a dream.
But
no buts.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Let us live. Dom's winning. Dirty
I'll let you have that dream.
Thank you so much, Richard. I love you.
Okay.
Also, message.
Hands up if you think it's Dom.
No, acknowledge our. Our dream.
Which way are you going?
Penta.
I'm not mad.
He ain't getting pinned.
But it's gotta be Dom.
I agree. I want it to be. Want it to be Dom.
It has to be.
If we get Dom defending the title, it's Ray. If we get Dom defending against Rhea, there's so many options to go.
Also, do you know how fucking
shit Dom
in
Hill.
Both ends.
Do you know how much this means to me? Fucking this whole time on the pod, I've been bigging up Dom. And now the whole pod. Yes! It's the best day of my life.
He is the perfect man.
I agree.
Danny's just come.
He's my boy.
To a Penta Chad Gable.
He's going to win it, and he's going to eat chicken tenders off the title. I can't wait.
Well, let us know your thoughts on this episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. We want to hear who do you think is going to win. Do you agree with our predictions? How do you think about the build-up? Is it too many multi-man matches? What are your thoughts? Do slide in our DMs. Hit us up. Please do like and subscribe on the Wrestle Club UK podcast. As always, I've been ahead of the table, Sakisa. Also, shout out people who came to Eve and came up to me afterwards and said they loved the podcast. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We've been joined by Danny Scott, we've been joined by Mark Crabb, we've been joined by Richard Wright. The family is back together.
Yeah.
This has been the Wrestle Club UK podcast. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
No, really, did they say anything about
a flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face, then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!